Well, good morning and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I'm Reverend Jennifer Speer, and welcome to those of you who are joining us online today. Welcome to our Sunday service. Let's begin our service today by reading our mission statement that's on the front of the bulletin. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So that's exactly what we are doing here at Living Beyond Limits, as we are awakening to that divine presence that lives within us. We are reminding ourselves when we forget that yes, indeed, we live in that one infinite presence. That one presence that expresses in and through and around everything. That presence that is the very life essence within each one of us. And when we come to recognize that that infinite one is our own divine essence, that means then that we are really one with everything. Because everything is also the outpicturing of that one. Therefore, that means that we are connected to each and every person, each and everything, each and everything that's going on in the world. So as we hear that within us, we recognize that call to actually be a beneficial presence in this world. If we are connected and one with everyone and everything, it's not just our own lives that we are living, but we are living in this collective, and therefore we have a desire to benefit the collective. And so I thank each and every single one of you for answering this call of your own heart and soul to be giving way to that presence in this world and to being really a loving, healing, and beautiful presence in this world. Thank you for that. And so on podium with me this morning is our practitioner, Barbara Conant. She's going to lead us in an evocation as we begin to evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit. And we are going to sing We Are by Denise Rosier that will be up on the wall here. So I invite you to just begin to settle into yourself, into that place where you can feel the part of you that is eternal, the part of you that is boundless, changeless, that part of you that is your own divine essence.
I know that at the center of all human life, there is a divine potential of unconditional love. And through the recognition of love, I also realize there is only one mind, one power, and life eternal. The infinite intelligence is everywhere present, and in all of the activities of our daily life. It gives peace to all and an awareness of its absolute perfection of goodness. As we contemplate the presence in all things, we sense a greater realization of the good that is all around us, that open minds and hearts to the truth and the glory of spirit, which we share with each other. I know the spirit is manifesting in and through Living Beyond Limits today. And I bless this congregation and all people everywhere. I bless Reverend Jennifer and her talk that awakens us to the divine person we are. I bless this day and all the good that unfolds. And so it is. Good morning, everyone. The reading today is from 365 Days of Richer Living by Ernest Holmes and Raymond Charles Barker. The universe is pushing us forward. It does this because it must. There is no retrogression in God. Mind is forever evolving new ideas, and new ideas are forever urging us on to greater good. The law of life is the law of growth, expansion, and increase. As we look ahead and behold the ideas of God unfolding within us and projecting themselves into form through us, we see our increased good. I move forward in the divine design of my life and find my good. The Christ mind is within me, and I follow its urges towards a richer and fuller life. Today, I am free in God to express all its ideas fully. I see ahead on my pathway with faith, vision, and love. I accept the great and true experience which Spirit has prepared for me. The life of Spirit within me compels me to move on from the past, do my best in the present, and envision good in the future. I give thanks that life moves me forward into greater and good today. And so it is.
What a prayer of a song. So lovely. Well, happy Memorial Day weekend, everyone. I always love this weekend. It feels like the kickoff to summer. And with that, you know, this is the big weekend for backyard barbecues and picnics and spending time outdoors and being in nature, because it feels like summer's beginning, which is so lovely. And if you didn't know, actually the celebration of Memorial Day began in the wake of the Civil War, and it was called Decorations Day. And it was a day of honoring and celebrating those who had given their lives during the war. And on that day of Celebrations Day, flowers were placed on the graves of those who had passed. And yet, General George S. Patton, who was a general in World War II, said, "It is foolish and wrong to mourn the men who died. Rather, we should thank God that such men lived." And so this Memorial Day, we are grateful to all of the men and the women who have served our country, who have sacrificed for us. And if you happen to have been in the military, will you stand and let us acknowledge you? Thank you. We thank you for your service to our country. Thank you. On this Memorial Day, I would also like to honor and to give thanks to the many countless people through history who have contributed to this country, who have given of themselves, who have helped make this world a better place. Those people who have helped make our lives better and who have helped make our lives what they are today and make our lives easier. For our lives and how they are certainly a result of the creativity and the hard work of all of those who came before us. And so Eric Burdon, who is an English singer and songwriter, said, "On Memorial Day, I don't want to only remember the combatants. There were also those who came out of the trenches as writers and poets, who started preaching peace, men and women who have made this world a kinder and a more peaceful place. So indeed, we are standing on the shoulders of many, many who have gone before us, many who have paved the way, many who have raised the level of livingness that we are living right now. But what happens sometimes is we don't pay attention to all of those blessings, to all of those things that people have contributed to our lives, because we get so caught up in the busyness of our lives. We don't take time to notice or to pay attention or to be grateful for them because we get so distracted by everything that's happening in the world. We don't take time to stop and to acknowledge all of those blessings that we have in our lives, like having automatic hot water in our homes, thanks to Ben Marr, who was the first one that created a hot water heater. Or like the fact that you can just get in your car and go anywhere that you want to go. One moment, please. Shelley says a little tiny bit louder. Or like the fact that you can get in your car and go wherever you want, whenever you want, thanks to Ford, who created the very first car. We get so focused on how bad things are in the world that we forget how good things are. We forget how good things are in this country. We forget how good things are in our own personal lives, how good things are in our homes. Like getting to wake up and have coffee in the morning, or like getting to sleep in a really soft and comfortable bed at night. You know, someone actually created that coffee pot, and then they made a prototype of it, and then somebody else manufactured it, and then somebody else drove it to the store where you bought it, or perhaps then drove it to your house. There are all sorts of people between you and those things that you appreciate that are in your life and in your home. The problem is really just that we take for granted all of that good that fills our lives. And so today, I am honoring and am grateful to so many of those people for the contributions that they have made, large and small, to make my life better. And so I am thankful and grateful for Thomas Edison and his distribution of electricity and the light bulb so that I can light my house at night and listen to music and do pretty much whatever I want to do day or night, regardless of the hour. I am grateful to Isaiah Rogers, who was the first one to create indoor plumbing. I am grateful to Benjamin Mon, who created the hot water heater. I am grateful to Teddy Roosevelt, who created our national park system and set aside the most beautiful spaces and places in this world so that we can go there and witness that beauty and have it feed our souls like nothing else does that is not that beautiful or being in nature. I am grateful for Martin Luther King, who paved the way to equal rights and to social justice. I am grateful for Gloria Steinem and Ruth Bader Ginsburg for the contribution that they made to women's rights. I am grateful to Ernest Holmes and the person who was my minister for 14 years, Diane Borsakowski, for the huge difference that they made in my life, helping me realize that I'm never stuck, but that instead I live in this realm of infinite potential, and that that infinite potential is the nature of life and the nature of my life, so I have so much more freedom and choice. I am grateful for my grandma Margot, who always believed in me and made such a difference. And so I think Memorial Day is the perfect day to commemorate and to prize those people who made a difference in our lives, who make our lives better today because of what they contributed and what they did while they were here. And so to whom are you grateful? To whom are you grateful because they made a positive impact in your life or in this world? Who is it that you are grateful for because they enabled you to be who you are, or for your life to be how it is? You have an insert that has a question on it. I don't know if we handed out pens or not. Does anybody need a pen? No one's raising their hand. Okay, so go ahead. To whom are you grateful for the positive impact they made in your life or in the world? The person can be alive or they could have passed. They could be historical or it could be personal. Amazing how just naming those people and those things enables you to feel that gratitude. It's kind of like we don't focus on it, we don't pay attention, so we don't feel it. But once we focus on it and name it, we get to feel it all over again. What a blessing those people or those things were in our lives or are in our lives. Eric Butterworth said, gratitude is a requisite for high-level wellness. Fills us up, absolutely. And so the title of my talk today is My Turn. And I'm actually talking about honoring those people upon whose shoulders we stand, that enriched our lives, that enabled us to feel blessed, that enabled us to recognize that life is good. I'm also talking about noticing and focusing on those people who contributed to our lives actually reminds us of how important it is to contribute to the good, how important it is for us to contribute to others and to contribute to the world. For those who come after us even, not just the people that are in our lives right now. And so recognizing those people who have gifted us inspires us to live with purpose also. It inspires us to bring our best to life. It inspires us to be a good example and to take care of our environment and to be the change we want to see in this world. It causes us to ask ourselves, what do I have to contribute? Causes us to ask ourselves, what can I bring to this world that will make this world a better place? Not just today, but for the next generation after me. What can I contribute to this country or to this world to be those shoulders for other people to stand on who come after me? You know, we have a human need, as you just felt, to recognize that good that's in our lives, to experience that good, but we also have a soul need to unfold that ever-expanding good through us, to be conduits for that good to come into the world. We have a need, especially when we are awake, especially when we have awakened to our own spirit, we have a need to be a beneficial presence in this world. We have a need to contribute in a way that benefits this family of humanity who we are living our lives on this earth with, to contribute to the world. And I know with all that's going on in the world right now, it can sometimes be hard. We can sometimes feel really deflated. We can sometimes feel helpless. We can sometimes feel like we do not have the power within us to create changes in the world. But I have a question for you. Is there anything that is happening in this country right now that is calling to your heart? Is there anything in this country right now that tweaks you? Is there anything going on in this country that makes you angry? Is there anything going on in this country that everything in you says this is not right? Or that makes you feel brokenhearted? perhaps a school shooting, or perhaps it was the shooting at the grocery store in upstate New York a few days before that. Maybe it was the shooting at the Taiwanese church the week before that. Do you know there have been a mass shooting is defined as 3 people shot or more, not including the shooter. There have been 213 mass shootings in the United States this year. And so I was reading some of the archbishops, things they had to say this week. Archbishop Gustavo Garcia Siller from San Antonio said, "When will these insane acts of violence end?" The archbishop later said in a statement, "This is too great a burden to bear." The word tragedy doesn't begin to describe what occurred. These massacres cannot be considered the, quote, new normal. The Catholic Church consistently calls for the protection of all life, and these mass shootings are a most pressing life issue on which all in society must act, elected leaders and citizens alike. Chico Noguchi, who is the director of public affairs for the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, said, "Each of us needs to search our souls for ways that we can do more to understand this epidemic of violence and implore our elected officials to take action." Chicago Cardinal Blaise J. Kupich said, "The right to bear arms will never be more important than human life. Our children have rights too, and our elected officials have a moral duty to protect them." Centers for Spiritual Living, we stand on the principle of love. And we stand for peace, and we stand for unity and oneness. We stand for nonviolence. And if the cultural consciousness around us is off principle, it is not just ours to notice that the culture is off principle, those principles we stand on, but it is also calling us to do something in whatever way you are uniquely called, but to do something. We aren't isolated beings here on this planet Earth living this life alone. We are connected to everyone, and we are part of this human family. And so if something tweaks you, if something breaks your heart, if something makes you feel outraged or hurts your soul or says things need to change, everything in you says this something needs to change, that is the life force of spirit calling your name to do something. It is the voice of spirit saying, "This isn't okay, we need change." It's the voice of your own spirit talking to you. If not you, who? And if not now, when? Spirit is ever unfolding itself, ever expanding in greater and fuller ways. When we allow it to, you think about your life and how much you've grown and how much you've changed and how much you've evolved. You had to say yes for that to show up. You had to say yes for that to unfold through you. So spirit evolves and unfolds in greater and fuller ways when we say yes to that call, the call of our own spirits. And so there are questions, other questions in your insert that I invite you to get out right now. And to close your eyes for a moment. Listening to that place within you that is one with the one. That place within you that is boundless. The place within you that is eternal. the place within you that is of the divine. And to ask that all-knowing, all-loving, all-inclusive energy within you, what can I do in my world that expands love? What can I do in my world that expands love? What can I do in my world that makes me part of the solution? What can I do in my own world that makes me part of the solution? And the last question, what can I do that not just makes a difference today, but also for the next generation? What can I do that makes a difference not just for today, but for the people that follow me, the next generation? And I'm going to give you a couple minutes to write that down. And so you are called to do what is yours to do. Not something prescribed from the outside, but what is yours to do. But you know, I also invite you all to share with other people in your life and in your world what is yours to do to get other people to come aboard with you. Because it's going to take all of us to make the changes that we really want to see in the world, to be able to live a life where we are all living from the principles that we believe in, the principles of love and oneness and inclusion and kindness and generosity. And so to invite the other people in your life, share with the other people here if you had a great insight of what you're going to do. I know I would love to get involved with teaching children conflict resolution. So if anybody knows of an avenue to do that or anyone that does that, I am very interested in doing that. Talk to me. There's so many things that we can do. But you're called to do what is yours uniquely to do. And so maybe you are called to go to a march or numerous marches. But maybe marching isn't your thing. But what your thing is, you could make the posters for the walk. But maybe you're really not artistic and your knees hurt, but you have money, so what you can do is sponsor an outhouse at one of the marches. You know, maybe it's yours to write letters to Congress, politicians. Maybe you're not a letter writer, but it's yours to go buy stamps and take them to the post office. Maybe it's just to not do anything like that, but to just be present with the children in your life, to be listening, a listening heart, so that children are heard, and so they learn how to resolve the things that are going on in their lives. But we are each uniquely called to do what fits with our spirits and with our personality and with our talents and gifts that we have. But that call to do that is the voice of the divine within you. That call is the love from which you came from, seeking to express through you. It's calling your name. It's my turn. And so my invitation to you on this Memorial Day is to celebrate and to honor all of those that came before you, to celebrate and honor and recognize those people that made your life so much better and so much easier than it would have been 100 years ago, the people who have helped lift your life up, and then in turn to do whatever it is that is yours to do to make this world a better place for those who follow us to do that which is in alignment with your own soul and to bring that to your spiritual path. And so I thank every single one of you for walking this path, for answering the call of the divine within you to be being a beneficial presence and to be bringing your spirit to this world. For we all need your spirit here in this world. So thank you all. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so I recognize that infinite one. That infinite one whose nature is to ever unfold in greater and fuller ways everywhere. For spirit is already completely evolved itself. It is just evolving its expression in form here on this planet. And so I recognize that it is an infinite love that we have come from. It is that infinite love that lifts us and carries us. That presence of the One that is pouring itself into and through all. And it is that same oneness and that same love that calls us to be a beneficial presence, that calls us to listen within and to do whatever is ours to do in this world. And so I recognize that that presence goes before us and opens the way. It reveals itself within our hearts and our minds as creative ideas and solutions and the way forward and the perfect answer. For I know that if there is a call in our heart to do something, there is already something on the receiving end that fits together like an equation. And so we just continue to walk this path and continue to listen to our hearts and to our spirits. And we open our mouths and we open our hands and we open ourselves to be of service to life itself. For this is our privilege, for indeed we are awake. And I also speak this word for our country, recognizing that the love of God is powerful. It is the most powerful thing that exists. And that love right now is stirring in the hearts of every single person in this country. The love of children, the love of family, the love of connection, the love of safety and freedom to move about. That love is beckoning each person and is stirring within their hearts, and something is awakening. And perhaps it looks like activism of some sort. Activism of the heart. And so I know that that same presence of love is stirring in every single politician in this country. The presence of love and of unity and of family of humanity. And that this presence is leading and guiding each person who is making decisions in this country. And their spirit speaks to them so that they may each hear it. And so it is with a grateful heart for this. For the good that is unfolding and the good that is assured. I give thanks for safety, for inner guidance to know when to be, where to be. I give thanks for wisdom, for oneness, and most importantly, for love. And so I release this prayer into the creative law of the universe that knows exactly how to unfold this intention in this world. And with a grateful heart, I say, and so it is. Barbara's going to come up and lead us in an affirmation. Or sing a song.
No. They don't want to hear me sing a song. So if you would join me, and together we read this. Today
I celebrate and honor all the people that have contributed to the betterment of my life and the world. I revel in the multitude of blessings in my life. I listen to the call of my heart. I purposefully contribute to the betterment of the world, and so it is. And so it is. So I have a couple of invitations for you. One is that next week we are having an outdoor service. So I invite you to bring some friends if you want, to bring a picnic if you want, to bring something to share, or just a picnic lunch for yourself, games, whatever you want. We're going to have it over in the park right here, and we will hang out and celebrate this coming Sunday. Our talks are available online to you on our website. And we invite you also, the talks get posted, I think, every Monday morning on Facebook. And I invite you to share those and to like those to help build. That's how we spread the word in the world today, is through social media to do that. You can share the email comes out. You can share that with friends that has the talk connected to it when that comes out. But to share that. And that we have support after church. Our practitioners are available to you, and we have prayer shawls that you may take with you also.